From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Police using helicopters and search dogs are looking for the gunman who shot and killed four police officers in a coffee shop in the Tacoma, Washington area this morning. The officers, three men and one woman, were doing pre-shift work on their laptops when the man opened fire. All four were in uniform and were wearing bulletproof vests. Pierce County Sheriff spokesman Ed Troyer says the community is stunned.
This is an example of the cost that is sometimes paid by people who believe in duty and obligation and sacrifice, and people who do that on behalf of the community. We're working to find out who did this as rapidly as possible and deal with it.
Troyer called the killings a targeted attack. No one else in the coffee shop was hurt. The White House is denouncing Iran's announcement that it plans to build 10 more uranium enrichment facilities. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the plans, if true, would be a further violation of UN Security Council resolutions and would mean Iran is choosing to isolate itself. Analysts note that Iran has made similar announcements in the past, though, but has failed to follow through with any actual construction. At least 26 militants were killed in a NATO-led airstrike in eastern Afghanistan today. From Kabul, NPR's Tom Bullock has the story.
The NATO airstrike was called in after a border post in Khost, a restive province along the Afghan-Pakistan border, came under attack. Afghan officials there estimate 100 militants attacked the post around 10 p.m. local time Saturday night. They also claim 13 of the attackers were arrested. Western officials confirmed the airstrike was carried out by foreign troops. Khost is the base of the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group with known ties to al-Qaeda. The Haqqani Network has a reputation for well-coordinated attacks. Afghan officials believe they were involved in the attack on a UN guest house last month that left 8 dead. The UN has since pulled out hundreds of staff from the country. Tom Bullock, NPR News, Kabul.
Voters in Switzerland have rejected further integration of their Muslim minority by banning the construction of new minarets on Muslim mosques in that country. Frank Browning has more on the story.
Voters rejected creation of minarets, from which the five times daily call to prayer is cried out, by a 57% majority in 22 of 26 Swiss cantons. The Swiss People's Party, which holds the largest block of seats in the Swiss parliament, led the campaign against creating more minarets, arguing that it would foster Islamist extremism in their fundamentally Christian nation. There are roughly 400,000 Muslims in Switzerland and only four minarets, though there are other prayer centers in ordinary buildings. The Swiss Federal Council opposed the ban, saying it would besmirch Switzerland's reputation. Amnesty International quickly denounced the ban, saying it constitutes a violation of fundamental human rights regarding religion. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
This is NPR News from Washington. Pope Benedict today appealed for prayers and compassionate action to comfort all of those who are suffering from AIDS. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports.
The Pope made his appeal ahead of World AIDS Day on December 1st. He said the Catholic Church does all it can to fight AIDS through its institution and staff, and he expressed the hope that through more coordinated efforts, we may be able to stop and eradicate this disease. Earlier this year, the Pope triggered worldwide criticism when he said that AIDS is a tragedy that cannot be overcome through the distribution of condoms, which, he added, even aggravates the problem. The Pope's remarks outraged international organizations and many scientists and elected officials. The government of mostly Catholic Belgium passed a resolution calling the Pope's words unacceptable and filed an official protest with the Holy See. The Vatican adamantly opposes any form of artificial birth control and encourages sexual abstinence to prevent AIDS from spreading. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
An agent for golfer Tiger Woods says Woods wants to protect his family's privacy and will have nothing more to say about his crashing his SUV early Friday morning outside his Florida home. Woods posted a statement on his website today, though, taking full personal responsibility for the accident and calling it embarrassing. He also dismissed what he called malicious rumors about him and his family. Woods hit a tree and a fire hydrant after backing his SUV out of his driveway. He was taken to a local hospital and treated for minor injuries. The Florida Highway Patrol tried again today for a third straight day to speak to Woods about the incident, but an attorney representing Woods canceled the meeting. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.